Welcome back to the Chicago Tomahawk. I'm Mike, and today I'm going to go over the last Blackhawks game, which was Wednesday versus the Oilers, and I'm going to go over some NHL news. But before we get started, check out the FHN.net. We're an FHN podcast. Check them out for articles and some hockey news. They're great. They've been doing some really cool stuff with ColorCast, where they get on, you kind of go into the site, and then they kind of, you know, go over the game with you as the game is going on. It's pretty cool. Matt's jumped on a few times. And it's really cool how they, like, these new things are coming out to bring fans into the game. Fans that are maybe fans of a podcast or fans of a personality on Twitter, on social media or so. Really cool how we can be doing these things and have an outlet for creative people. So, the Blackhawks versus Oilers. I knew that the Blackhawks were going to win this game. I had a good feeling about it. Jason Ross Jr. was on our podcast a couple weeks ago. He got the word that he was going to be calling this game and the next two games. So really excited for this opportunity for him. I'd really like to see him get on with Nick Olczyk to see what kind of chemistry they have. Nick Olczyk, he's a natural, and Jason works really hard at his craft. Check out our podcast that we did with him that was a couple weeks ago. He's awesome, great guy, and really look forward to see what he's got going on in the future. So, the Blackhawks back after the All-Star game. Really, really cool experience for DeBrincat, like we mentioned earlier in our last podcast. And they did not mess around. They had two goals within the first 5 minutes of the game. First period, we had a goal by DeBrincat, assisted by Kaner and Strome. And then we had a really nice goal by Brandon Hagel that was assisted by DeBrincat and Doc. I'd really like to see Hagel get on a scoring tear. I think that he works really hard in the corners. He's a really hard worker, and I'd like to see him get rewarded for all of his hard work. He had a really nice wrister of a goal. And the Blackhawks, it was pretty much their story in the first period. Now, come to the second period on that hand, and it's a completely different story. It was all Edmonton, and they practically threw everything but the kitchen sink at us. And they got a power play goal out of from Drysdale, assisted by Evander Kane and Connor McDavid. And it was a really nice save by Marc-Andre Fleury on the first attempt, and then the second attempt got buried because he was a little bit out of position. But that doesn't say anything about his game. Marc-Andre Fleury had a great game. Now, fast forward to the third period after the onslaught in the second period. As a matter of fact, I looked at the clock and it was like 11:35 into the second period, and the Hawks didn't even get a shot on goal yet in that period. It was incredible. So move on to the third period, and Strome opens up the scoring on a power play goal assisted by DeBrincat and Seth Jones. Big night by DeBrincat, who had a goal and two assists. And then we had another goal by Kirby Dach and Brandon Hagel. Now, in the third period, Evander Kane had a hit on DeBrincat that sent us to the power play. And it was a bad hit. And he went to the box, And we extended the lead. At that point, we extended the lead 3-1, which was huge because we started putting some distance between ourselves and the Oilers. Then Doc put in a nice goal that was assisted by Hagel and Kubalik right in front of the net. It was a really nice one. I'd like to see Doc maybe try and bang in some dirty goals going forward, just hanging out in front of the net and seeing what he can do. He's got great playmaking ability, but I'd like to see him. He's got some good strength too, but I would like to see him stay in front of that goal and try and bang in some dirty goals. I liked overall. It was a typical two period effort by the Blackhawks. You know, if they put in a good period on the first and second period, they typically put in a bad third period, or they put in a bad first period and then they have a good second and third period. This one, they wanted to switch it up. Good first period, bad second period, good third period, and we got a win out of it. Edmonton has been, you know, they've got some serious issues at goaltending. They need to be addressed. It's not just goaltending, but I think it's how the roster is made up entirely. And I think that falls in on the management and the front office, and that's something that they need to fix. But I'm going to get to that in a second. So, one note from the game was that Duncan Keith was injured. It was a horrible injury. He was skating up, trying to stop Lafferty, and he got turned around and then hit the boards, hit the back of his head on the boards. Wasn't good. He was out cold on the ice. It was something that you don't want to see from a guy who gave so much to the Chicago Blackhawks, gets traded to Edmonton so he could spend more time with his son, and an injury like this happens to him. So he was helped off of the ice under his own power and two players. And I haven't heard any up to this point. I have not heard any news on how he was doing, but I'm going to keep him in my prayers. Doc has been playing, I would say, pretty well his last five games. I like the effort that he's been giving. He's been playing in the right places. He hasn't been very noticeable in a in like an overpowering way, meaning that you don't see him out there, you know, banging the boards on guys. You don't see him out there all over the place, but he is playing a pretty quiet, solid game, playing good defensively, trying to find his groove. And as of yesterday, it looks like he's going to start getting rewarded. And he's also had a couple assists as well. It's nice to see him get on the scoring sheet, to be honest with you. Just give this guy something, something to build his confidence off of. But I like the way he's been playing. I like the idea of him turning into a somewhat of a defensive specialist, but I would like him to be a defensive specialist with some offensive upside. Maybe not to the degree as Jonathan Toews was in his prime, but at least someone who can score some goals. Hagel, on the other hand, has been scoring consistently. I believe he scored in his last 2 to 3 games. I like seeing that. He's a guy who actually has a pretty underrated shot. He's got a great hard wrister that he can whip off. He's got speed, and I'd like to see him drive the net more and drive the play. I think that it's something that we haven't utilized yet, and it's something that I think that we need to really start getting some scoring chances. But I like his game recently, and hopefully he can keep his scoring streak going. Lafferty, on the other hand, is a noticeable game in and game out. He's hitting guys. He's chasing after the puck. He's playing very good defensively. I like this guy's game. I did not know what to think about when he was coming onto the team because, you know, we got rid of Alexander Nylander. Man, so we got Lafferty for Alexander Nylander. Lafferty is an NHL quality player, I believe, maybe a fourth liner, maybe third line at the highest, but he has been playing very, very good. I think we got a lot out of this trade so far already. I mean, I'm not going to call it a win so far because this is an NHL caliber player, and Alexander Nylander was not. And he has been all over the place. I like him. I like the energy that he brings. I think that he fits in on this third line with Mackenzie Entwistle. I think they play really good together. He played on the third line yesterday, so he's been moving up and down between those two lines. And I'd like to see more of him. Hopefully he gets rewarded soon with a goal. Marc-Andre Fleury has played great all game. He was a little out of position on that goal in the second period, but I thought that he was really, really solid. I don't think they could have won the game without him, to be honest with you. And I think that he's definitely garnering trade interest at the deadline. We don't know what's going to happen with that. Obviously, he's going to have to sign off on it if he wants to leave or not. But I'm glad that he's on the team. It's really a shame that Lankanen is hurt right now and he's not getting that quality time that he was getting earlier, spending time with Marc-Andre Fleury, because that was the plan. You know, he was showing him how to be a professional. I think that was huge for Lankanen. And the time that I have seen him play this year, I thought that he's been a good player. year. And I think that he's taken a step forward, which is what I like. So this is a great start to the second half. Obviously, one win is nice. Five wins would be even better. So I'm going to keep on holding on for that. We play St. Louis on Saturday, so that's going to be a rough game. Huge if we can get a win in that game. I'm going to be pulling for these Hawks, and we're going to see how that plays out. So on our All-Star Game poll on Twitter, it was pretty much a 50-50. It was a 50% draw between what people thought of the All-Star Game. It was okay. It was terrible. Or people loved it. And you know what? It was about 50% between loved it and hated it. And some people thought it was okay. Matt wasn't a big fan of it. But I kind of like the format that they do with kind of having a little tournament. Maybe they could switch it up. But going forward, thinking of the All-Star Game, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of cool, but I think a lot of the players that show up would rather have the time off that the other players are having than being there. So, moving on to some NHL news. Ironically, after this Blackhawks game, Dave Tippett was fired from Edmonton. Now, is this the answer that Edmonton needs? I think absolutely not. Edmonton's problem, I don't think it's with coaching. It's with the front office, like I mentioned earlier. For some reason, Ken Holland seems married to Mike Smith, and he keeps on re-signing him. I think that they needed to go for a goalie as soon as they were bounced out of the playoffs last year. I think that they should have addressed that. I think instead of giving Darnell Nurse this gigantic contract, they maybe could have done something else on the defensive end of things. I think Ken Holland should have been the one to go. I don't know what it is, you know, what's keeping him there, but it's just not working. They've got two of the best players in the league on there. Darnell Nurse is also a very good player, but with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl putting up points at the way that they are, these Edmonton Oilers should be winning games, and they're not. It looks like it's DEFCON level 3 over there. They just fired their coach. I'd say DEFCON level 1 would be trading their players. So, but we're not there yet. I don't know where Edmonton is going, but I'm going to predict that they don't make the playoffs. Kemi Granato was named the assistant GM with the Canucks, which is really interesting. And for some reason, I feel like we kind of missed out on that. Maybe they could have taken a look at her and said, hey, you know, maybe you can come in for an assistant GM role. Maybe they're thinking about keeping Kyle Davidson. You know, the Blackhawks are looking to make a decision on that in a couple weeks. But, you know, Kemi Granato could be the outside-the-box thinking that I would like to see from the Blackhawks, but you know, we'll see where they go with that. Brad Marchand was suspended 6 games following his antics against the Penguins the other night. Tristan Jarry was trying to flip a puck over to a Penguins fan in Boston, and Marchand, you know, skates by, takes the puck, takes it away from him, doesn't let him do it, and then later on he takes a shot, misses, and then punches Jarry in the helmet with his gloves on. Ref's trying to get him away, and then he hits him with a stick. So he's a repeat offender. That is what is being cited for his 6-game suspension. And, you know, I would think that this guy is beyond this now. You know, he was, you know, a real agitator earlier in his career. He became a premier goal scorer in the league, and now he's doing stuff like this. You know, still, he had a slew foot earlier in the season. And, you know, his antics are old, and I think that the suspension is warranted. Berube signs a 3-year extension with the Blues. You know, that's not a head-scratcher. He's doing a great job over there. They are very, very competitive. To be honest with you, they might be the strongest team in the Central, stronger than the Avalanche, I believe. I think if the Blues were to play the Avs in a playoff series right now, I think the Blues would take it 4-1. Here's another good one. Foligno was suspended for 2 games for nearing the Jets' Lowry the other night. It was pretty much a gladiator match between the Jets and the Wild the other night. Foligno got into two fights. On his last one, he knees Lowry in the head while they're on the ice. You know, that's unacceptable. It's actually pretty dirty, especially from a player that isn't a dirty type of player. So that's all that we really have for you tonight. Me and Matt will be back on Monday I'm sorry, on Tuesday with a new podcast. And hopefully the Hawks are on a string of victories, then on a nice winning streak, because that's what we need. But that's all that we got for you guys tonight. Do us a favor, subscribe if you haven't, and we'll see you on the next one. This is the Tomahawk, and we're out of here.